You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Greg Kopchuk. He is the Master Licensee of Action Coaches Business Coaching in the Alberta, Peel, York, and Halton regions of the province of Ontario, Canada. He is a sought-after speaker in the business world and prides himself on making a difference in the lives of business owners in our community. Greg Kopchuk, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. And that's a great introduction.
Hey, well, thank you. And you deserve it as well. So tell me a little bit about yourself and what inspired you to become an action business coach.
Well, I guess it all started first off when I opened up my first business. I did a lot of research with two other partners. We spent a couple of years researching it. And then the minute we opened the doors, we found out how little we actually knew about running a business that wasn't in all the books we read or, you know, the videos and the training we attended. And we ended up hiring an action coach to assist us with our business. And that's how I got my introduction to it all. And then eventually, you know, as I progressed through running my business and being coached and, you know, providing add-on services, eventually I shut that business down and went on to selling advertising. And I saw the business owners had bigger issues than trying to figure out what kind of advertising to buy, and I kept referring them to my action coach. And then eventually my action coach said, why don't you come sell coaching? And then eventually the territory rights came up for Action Coaching Canada, and I stepped forward and said I'd like to buy it. And I was given first opportunity to do so. So you could say I liked the company so much I bought it. And I did.
Very good. Now, tell me the difference between a business coach and a consultant.
Well, it's like what we like to say is a coach is a consultant on steroids. You know, usually a consultant comes in, you know, investigates something, provides a report and says, here's a solution to implement, and away they go and they're done. What we do is not only do we do that with a business owner is we work with them on a weekly basis to actually implement the plan. I mean, that was the problem I had when I was running my businesses. I hired consultants, you know, in marketing, sales, and operations and that sort of thing. And, you know, they would produce these reports and then say, here's how what you need to do in your business. I said, great, so tell me how I do that. And they said, that's for you to figure out. And I go, but that's the part I need because I read the same books as you. I know the theory. You know, how do I impart it and implement it as usable, practical knowledge in my business on a daily basis? And that's really the difference that coaches provide is how to implement it in a usable, practical way on a daily basis in your business, plus hold you accountable to actually getting it done. And one of the major benefits they also see with a coach is that objective pair of eyes looking in at the business. And also, if they don't get their homework done and work towards the goals they establish, they say it's like reporting to the principal's office and getting their wrist slapped.
Definitely need that responsibility and to be held responsible. Now, how can a business owner tell if he might or she might need a business coach?
Well, to be honest, they can't. But if any business owner is sitting out there and they're working too many hours in a day, they're not seeing the profitability they like in their business, they're not paying them as much as they'd like to, they see there's some staffing issues they need to resolve or keep coming up and they can't seem to resolve, or they want to create a competitive edge in the marketplace, these are signs that, yeah, you need a coach. And also, let's say there's a lot of business owners sitting there saying, I'm doing well, I'm paying myself well, I'm working only 5 days a week or less. But let's say they want to go to the next level. Then also, they need a coach for that as well.
Today we are joined by Greg Kopchuk. He is the Master Licensee of Action Coaches Business Coaching in the Alberta, Peel, York, and Halton regions of Ontario, Canada, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Since Action Coach is a franchise, what qualities do you look for when seeking a potential Action Coach business coach?
Well, that's an excellent question, Eric. Because we have been rated the number one business coaching firm in the world by Entrepreneur Magazine for the past 8 years in a row, it's obvious that, number one, we're looking for the best of the best of in the business world to become action coaches. And some of the qualities we look for are, number one, a person who wants to control their own destiny, and they want to assist other people in becoming successful. Plus, they have to have a background in business, either owning their own business or in working in a business in sales, marketing, or operations. And ultimately, they also have to be able to sell them.
Well, I'm sure you've had some successes along the way, obviously. What is your greatest success to date?
Well, I can tell you, basically, with any business owner we've worked with, on average, in a 14-month period, we see a 120% increase in their profits, and in a 3-year period, we see a 700% increase in their profits. So for every dollar a business owner invests with us, they make at least $6 back in profits. And the biggest success we've seen is, 80% of all businesses fail every 10 years in Canada. They fail, 80% fail every 5 years in the U.S. We went back and looked at all the business owners we have coached, and what we've seen is 97% of them are still around. So without an action coach, chances are an 80% failure rate. With an action coach, 97% chance you'll still be around 10 years later. And that, to me, is the crowning achievement.
And I would definitely agree with that as well. Tell our listeners where they can get more information, and not only to get more information, but to be in touch with you online.
Oh, well, where they can go is in Canada. We have our website, actioncoachcanada.ca. Anywhere else in the world, of course, they can go to actioncoach.com. And we also have a presence on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So they can contact any of those three ways, as well as, my email, gregkopchuk@actioncoach.com.
Very good. Now, what tip could you share with our listeners in conclusion to the everyday entrepreneur? Any advice you could share with them? I'm sure we would all be appreciative.
The biggest one is a lot of business owners do not write down their goals of what they want to achieve in their business, planning it out 20 years, 10 years, 5, 1 year, 90 days. And you are 10 times more likely to achieve your goal if you write it down. And then number two, you have an outside party hold you accountable to it. So that is probably the best piece of advice I can give to any business owner out there.
And it certainly is a golden nugget without a question. He is Greg Kopchuk, the Master Licensee of Action Coaches Business Coaching in the Alberta, Peel, York, and Halton regions of the province of Ontario, Canada. And once again, the website of reference is actioncoachcanada.ca. Greg, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
It was a pleasure.
It certainly was. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.